Follow-up for Janelle Delbridge, Delbridge, January 22nd, 2013, carbon copy to Dr. Christopher Horton, Horton, a 61-year-old woman with a history of seizures as well as pseudo-seizures and fairly complex psychiatric problems. Returned for a follow-up period. According to the caretaker, her medications have recently been changed, and the patient has been developing more frequent seizures requiring emergency room visits. Appears to be more depressed, has less energy, and decreased appetite period. Some of its changes, according to her recent medications list, are her citalopram was discontinued period. Clonazepam changed to 0.25 milligrams twice a day. Lyrica was discontinued. Provigil was discontinued. Depakote was increased to 750 milligrams at that time period. Additionally, patient was started on Adderall, 10 milligrams in the morning and 5 milligrams in afternoon period. Other medications are Topamax, 200 milligrams twice a day. FX, or 37.5 milligrams, 2 tablets daily. Fosamax, Remeron, 7.5 milligrams at bedtime. Lyrica, 50 milligrams twice a day. Simvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Risperidone, 1 milligram twice daily. Amantadine, 100 milligrams twice a day. Daily aspirin, acetaminophen as needed period. According to the caretaker, patient had a seizure this morning, was observed by the caretaker period. She had a staring spell that lasted seconds. Then she lost tone and slumped down to the floor and started shaking for about 2 minutes period. When patient woke up, she had no recollection of the episode period. On physical exam, patient is in a wheelchair, appears fatigued, has a high frequency tremor in bilateral upper extremities and a cephalic tremor. Cranial nerves appear to be intact. Assessment number one, his seizure assessment number two, likely pseudo seizures assessment number next, depression assessment number next, tremor period, increased frequency of seizures and worsening mood disorder period. Plan, increase clonazepam to 0.5 milligrams twice a day period. Repeat sleep deprived electroencephalogram, consider 72-hour EEG video monitoring period. We'll need to obtain Depakote level and chemistries period. Follow up in 2 weeks. I need to get FPAC. Addendum, patient has a fairly complex psychiatric history, and they recommend evaluation and management by a psychiatrist.